Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right, you'll get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Hey, what's up, and welcome to the Hashtag Lakers Podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network and presented by betonline.ag. I'm your host, Yoel Agazo. And today I'm joined by NBA insider and Bleacher Report reporter and author of Built to Lose, How the NBA's Tanking Era Changed the League Forever, Jake Fisher. Hey, Jake, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time during this busy day to hop on.
You got it. I mean, I'm not going to lie, you know, we're still selling books here, so appreciate you giving me the platform to talk, and I'm happy to talk all things Lakers, NBA, and yeah, if anyone, you know, hasn't bought the book yet, really appreciate, you know, I talked to over 300 people around the league, players, agents, coaches, executives, to bring transactional stuff, human interest stories behind the scenes, and it's all from 2012 to 2016, a ton of Lakers, old Kobe years stuff, which we can get into later if you want, but I know you want to talk about present day. So what do you got? Let's jump into it.
Yeah, why not? Let's go ahead and talk about it. lots happened so far, right? In terms of Lakers free agency, we have, I think Dwight Howard was one of the first ones to, no, it was Trevor Ariza, right? And then Wayne Ellington, Dwight Howard, and then Kent Bazemore. We also got confirmation about Marc Gasol. Now we got news about Alex Caruso, unfortunately, and how that went down. Ben McLemore's leaving, Andre Drummond's leaving, and now we have news about Carmelo Anthony and Malik Monk. Did I miss anything? I don't think I did I?
No. I think that's pretty much a good rundown, yeah.
So still a lot of questions for the Lakers roster, right? There's still a lot to, we still need to fill the roster up. And one of those right now is being talked about right now on Twitter is, Dennis Schroeder. So remind us where we're at with Dennis Schroeder.
At this point, you know, his situation, you know, New Orleans is the best option for him. I don't know how legitimate that is going to be. You know, I don't want to report this definitively, but I do think there is an opportunity for Dennis to coming back to Los Angeles at this point. I really do. I think just like with, sorry, I'm getting a text right now. I think at this point it is possible he does come back to the Lakers. I really do.
Lakers do need a point guard, right? A backup point guard. You know that Westbrook will be leading that charge alongside with LeBron James, obviously. But Lakers need a backup point guard. And I think that Dennis Schroeder would be that backup point guard if he wants to take that role. I know that last year
he wanted to be that starting role. So that could be a little difficult for him. But, I mean, there's other options, right? Kendrick Nunn, Avery Bradley, to fill up that, that point guard position, or backup point guard position. There's also THT. I don't know. I know Lakers, gave him, an offer, right? Now he's a restricted free agent, and I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, no, I think at this point it sounds like there's also, you know, there hasn't really been a suitor. The only real boogeyman, you know, out there that was being rumored amongst league personnel for THT was New York, and that salaries has dried up. So I think there's a really good chance that both Talen Horton Tucker, and Dennis will start to engage with the Lakers here soon if they haven't already.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens there. Now, another thing that just popped up, right, is DeMar DeRozan. The Lakers were trying to pursue him, and it looks like he might be going to Chicago.
That's been, you know, I wrote about it over the weekend at Bleacher Report. Not to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I think over the weekend, Chicago was really starting to explore DeMar DeRozan sign and trade opportunities. As at first, it was a contingency plan to if they weren't able to get Lonzo. They were worried that New Orleans was going to match. But once that became clear, they'd already kind of gone down that framework. And when the Knicks outbid them for Derrick Rose, this opened the opportunity for them to really go here for DeMar DeRozan. And obviously, you know, he signed a pretty lucrative contract that, you know, he was not going to take. He pretty clearly was not going to take the mid-level to go to Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, it was interesting because he went on Club Shay Shay, right? And he said, you know, at this point, we're going to, you know, I'm going to choose to do championship over money. I'm not saying that the Chicago Bulls don't have championship aspirations, but they have a lot, you know, in the East itself, there's a lot of obstacles in place. But, I mean, $85 million is a lot of money.
Yes, it is. I mean, listen, the Bulls I'm looking at stuff coming out right now. The Bulls, you know, clearly have an emphasis to make the playoffs here with, you know, they pushed their chips on the table to bring back Nikola Vucevic to the deadline. And Zach LaVine's contract extension is coming up next summer. And they need to A, show him. And I think management also needs to show to ownership that they have taken the right steps here to become a playoff team. So this clearly, you know, shows that the Bulls are here to stay and here to try to make a playoff run.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Changing topic real quick and going back to Dennis Schroeder, I know that there was some talk about sort of a sign and trade with Buddy Hield. I'm assuming that deal, that those talks are done. They're over, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's by what I've heard, you know, Rob Pelinka in that front office was clearly trying to find a way to do so and try to do so through a Dennis Schroeder sign and trade and try to also maybe include, you know, expand out the Russell Westbrook sign and trade to turn that into a deal where they could have gotten Buddy. But at this point, the pathway seemed to be narrowing.
Yeah, that's I think that's what everybody is figuring out, that that's probably not going to happen. You know, I don't know if there's anything else. Laker, I mean, the roster still needs to be filled up. We have the MLE, right? The mini MLE, the taxpayer MLE to still spend, and then we have a lot of veteran minimum contracts. Who do you suppose the Lakers would try to target? I know we were trying to target Patty Mills, right? Mm-hmm. And so that didn't work out.
No, yeah, I think, you know, Paul Millsap is a name that's out there that I think he's still out there. It's been a crazy week. I'm pretty sure he's still available, and someone who's been communicated to me as willing to take that taxpayer mid-level to be in the right situation. I've heard him more linked to Golden State and Atlanta, but, you know, he's someone at least who's a veteran who's been proven in the postseason that is willing, I think, to take that number at this point. So in that regard, you know, I think that's at least someone to keep an eye on. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying sure. They've had conversations, but that's just a name to keep an eye on from what I've heard. Yeah.
What about Danny Green? I know he's still out there, right? And he, obviously he played for the Lakers.
He is. He's someone that I don't think is expecting and hoping to go back to Philadelphia. I think he is looking to play elsewhere. I think he might be able to get more than the tax limit level from somebody, but if that's his maximum value, I think there's definitely interest in from both sides of bringing him back to LA.
Well, that's interesting. I think there's a mixed feelings about Danny Green. I always wish him the best. I know he had some run in with some Laker fans and unfortunately, be happy to bring him back on if that's what he decides.
He's a champion, right? Like, he's won 3 titles of 3 different teams. He's someone that clearly shows you can win a championship with him. He can come on board 1 year and win a title. So yeah, I completely understand why there'd be interest.
So Andre Iguodala was also sort of mentioned. I think you had mentioned it in one of your articles, right? What's the deal with him? Is he still interested in coming to the Lakers or vice versa?
I mean, there's a sense that he has more interest in going to Golden State. There was some bad blood, I believe, the way things ended there. And I think, obviously the Rob Pelinka connection is strong. He was Andre Iguodala's agent. But then again, I think Andre kind of chose Miami at a certain point, over the Lakers previously. So I wouldn't just write him in. But he's definitely someone on the radar and someone I think is possible.
It looks like the Lakers are bringing a lot of vets and a lot of, players that are over 30 years old. So we'll see what the Lakers do in terms of constructing the rest of the roster. There's still Markieff, there's still Jared Dudley, obviously THT. So a lot of moving pieces still here in day 2. There's obviously a lot going on in the league. Money's drying up, right? We saw Lowry go to Miami. That was a big move. We have PJ Tucker going there as well. Goran Dragic going to Toronto. We got Lonzo, obviously Caruso as well going to Chicago, and now DeMar Dinwiddie potentially going to Washington, right? And then Chris Paul obviously staying as well with Cam Johnson. So the league is moving. The league is changing. It's going to be a different league, heading into the next season. I don't know if you have any comments on that.
I think where the Lakers were at heading into this offseason, they clearly needed to have reinforcements in terms of shooting, in terms of, front court, in terms of, clearly LeBron wanted to play off the ball. I mean, I'm sure he's going to be dominating a lot of minutes still and having the ball in his hands in transition, but in the half court, also to get through 82 games. Like, I don't think he wants to be trafficking all of the Lakers offense at this stage. So getting that third point guard, that third guy, that creator, that point guard, it became Russell Westbrook. Now that was important to them. So I think that was the number one goal. And I think more shooting and more athletic bigs like they had in the past with, rim roller type guys like Dwight, having him come back, I think that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. They definitely missed out on a couple of guys they thought they had a shot on with Patty Mills, DeMar. I think they really did think they could get him on the mid-level and they didn't. So from there, I think it's I think they've had a pretty good offseason. What they've done, Malik Monk was a really sneaky good signing, I think. So from there, at that point, I don't know how much better you could have drawn it up if you're the Lakers front office or a Lakers fan right now.
Yeah, I'm certainly happy. Obviously, we are trading a little bit of defense for more offense, right? I think you're right. So the Lakers were going to look for a difference-making playmaker. They were going to look for shooters, and I think they, Rob Pelinka showed that. He's trying to, has completed that sort of mission. Obviously, there's still more rosters or roster spots to fill. But I guess we'll see. This is only day 2, right? But Jake, I know we're running out of time here. So I wanted to, thank you for hopping on the show really quickly with us. And I know it's a hectic day.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. So guys, make sure you guys go check out Jake's book. It's called Built to Lose, How the NBA's Tanking Era Changed the League Forever. There's a link on his Twitter page, and you can click on that and purchase the book. And there's also a promo code, right, that you can use. I think it's Fisher30 or 30 Fisher.
Fisher30, yeah. At my publisher, Triumph Books. But you can get it anywhere you want, BarnesandNobleBookshop.org, Amazon. But yeah, if you want a 30% off discount, you can get it from my publisher, TriumphBooks.com.
Perfect. All right, Jake. Again, appreciate you hopping on the show.
You got it.
All right, guys, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other listening platforms. Do us a favor and head on over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate the follows and all the reviews that help us continue to produce this show. You can also follow us on Twitter at #LakerPod and on Instagram at #Lakers. Guys, with that said, have a great day. Root for the Lakers, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
In the Admiral refrigerator, the door is closed, the light's out, butter's getting hard, the eggs are cooling, and the jello is jiggling.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.